And then I got bitten by the show business bug, and I was elected to, I got the job of accompanist to Florence Smithson, who was a sort of a...
In Pretoria.
She was like Julie Andrews would have been in this country. She was a big musical comedy star, and I toured the one-night stands all through South Africa and Rhodesia.
Edith was protective. How did she respond to
that? Well, she knew that she couldn't stop me because I just wanted to get away. Uh-huh. I just wanted to go
did
on
that
this.
Lead to some tension between
them? No, not particularly. She was very sad about it. But I sent her money and wrote frequently.
And you were away for a month?
I was away for about 6 months.
Yeah.
On this tour, went all over Rhodesia. I still remember the names of the funny little towns. Kwekwe, Gatuma, Shamva, and Salisbury, of course, and Bulawayo. And in Salisbury, I had a love affair with a little girl who was the daughter of the hotel manager. And when we left there, I gave her a string of pearls, and she handed me a pair of cufflinks with my name, Felix, engraved, which I still have. Gold cufflinks. Then after that, when I went back to Pretoria again, we went back to Cape Town, mother and my brother.
24 or 5.
Yes. But before that, I gave my first broadcast in 1922 in Johannesburg. I used to go in from Pretoria, and they would advertise over the radio, that's 1922, this is nearly 60 years ago, that if anybody would call in the name of a classic, I would play it in ragtime. And I remember people would always usually call in Mendelssohn's Spring Song, the Moonlight Sonata, or Melody in F. And I would play it in jazz, like this. And so forth. And of course they considered me something of a prodigy, that I could do this thing right off, you know, without any preparation. If I knew the tune, I could play it like a piece of ragtime.
How could you do that? That's not something one is taught.
No. I learned that when I was in the music store. I used to study the player pianos. I used to go back at night and put the player pianos on, fit my fingers into the keys, and I knew that they were not playing things as written, you see.
So you were actually learning through your fingers
yes,
the techniques.
Yes, that's right. And I remember an experience I had. The people would come in and want to know what the latest tune was, you see, and I would demonstrate the tunes for them. I remember one old lady came and wanted to know what the latest tune was, and it was happened to be Always by Irving Berlin. And of course it's written this way. And I had played it. She came back a couple of days very indignant and said to the managers, "That young man cheated me. He sold me a piece of music and he played it for me and it doesn't sound like that at all."
Now, were these player piano roles played by a person?
Two people, generally.
So you were trying
No, the roles weren't. I realized how difficult it was because there were two people playing, you see.
You saw four hands.
There were four hands, you see. But I got the general idea that chords had to be enlarged, harmonies had to be changed, and so forth. And it played a very significant part in the facility that I have managed to acquire. Mm-hmm. And of course I had a dance band as well. I used to play at parties in Pretoria, and because I had to get back from the parties late at night, I bought a bicycle, and then I found that was a little bit too much trouble, so I bought a motorcycle. And I had a motorcycle, and I would always have my transportation if I played at some party. Would finish at 12, 1 or 2 in the morning. It was a Douglas motorcycle. It was a two-stroke. Sounded like a sewing machine when it went on. Let me see. Then we went to Durban, and I played in a restaurant there on the seafront.
By we, you mean?
Mother and I and Charlie Lowe and his wife, he was a violinist, and their little girl. And we played in a restaurant on the Esplanade in Durban.
Where was Eric?
Eric was in Johannesburg at the time. He'd gone into employment. He was working in a brewery. I don't know what the hell he was doing in the brewery.
So he had broken off and
yes,
settled
he had
down.
Broken off completely. Uh-huh. Yes, he and mother never got on very well together. Then from Durban we went to Lorenzo Marx. We got a job, violinist and pianist, playing in a silent movie house. My experiences I've often used in my show. We played at the Teatro Varieta, and the name of the manager was Buccellato, Mr. Buccellato. And we were contemplating going to Cairo. We wanted to play at the Shepherd Hotel in Cairo. Somehow we never managed to make connection with Cairo.
Why Cairo?
We wanted to get away from South Africa. I don't know. You know, you always wanted... The grass is always greener in the other part. We never got there. Then after that, we went back to Cape Town again. And
What? Can you explain this kind of restless movie? Or, I mean, it's been...
Well,
a
we went where we thought we could make a living.
Uh-huh.
You see, we had no resources.
Yes.
You see.
And yet, I mean, there's something... Seems to be maybe something deeper than...
I don't know what it was.
I mean, you frequently got there and found that you could make a living, but that it wasn't...
And then after a while, you either got fired or the job stopped, mm-hmm. and then you went somewhere else because you thought you could make a better living there. Uh-huh. I never realized how often we moved around in that time.
But, I mean, it went on virtually from your birth.
Yes.
And it set up vibrations.
That's right. I don't know whether it was that. Of course, the war was the greatest disrupting influence in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to Cape Town, and there I established a school of piano, which is still being run by somebody under my name.
How do you know?
I know because some people that have been there said that it's still there. I sold it to a fellow by the name of Dave Jacobs, who's the brother of Sybil Jason, who was a little movie star in this city.
You were back... The last time you were in Cape Town was with the...
Yes, well, this is 1925-26.
No, I mean... You were in... The last time you've been in Cape Town was with the Rotterdam?